Shalom to all! Today we're learning Yerushalmi Sukkah, Perek Hey, right at the beginning of the Gemara, explaining Halacha Zayin, and the Oizvar Tzuris Sadaf, it's on Lamed Omed Aleph, and in the article Tzuris Sadaf, it's on Lamed Beis Omed Aleph, and today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Mim Sarabas, Miyaka Moshe, Hernish, Amash, should have an Aliyah. So Mish was discussing all the 24 Mishmars of Kahuna, the 24 different groups of Kaihanim that rotate on a weekly basis in the Beis HaMikdash, and how on the Shalosh Regalim, they all get to serve together for the Karbanos of the Chag, and this is unique specifically in regards to Sukkahs, because there's so many different Karbanos being brought every single day. Each mishmar was able to bring a karbon, and it worked on a rotating basis. That's because there was two different types of karbonos brought every day. There were many parim and kvasim. Parim are big and large. Kvasim are much smaller. And so generally the rotation was the first various mishmaris brought the parim. Then whatever ones were left over got to bring the kvasim. And the ones who didn't bring the parim day one, they got to bring day two. And then they continued rotation like that. So Gemara now tells us, Tani was taught in the Brayso, kol mishmaris hayu mikdash, all mishmaris of the mikdash, hayu shanis umishalshis b'parim. They would repeat a second and even a third time with the parim, meaning every single mishmar over Sukkos got to bring parim at least three times. Chutz mishtam achronis, except for the last two mishmars, shayu shanis v'loyhu mishal shes v'parim, that they only got to bring two parim and not three. They didn't get around to a third cycle of being able to bring a par. Now, Rabbi Elazar Shaul, he asks as follows, ma'ala haschum hel regal haba. What about the next yomtif? Do we start with those mishmaros they didn't get to bring a par a third time, and maybe they automatically get the chance to bring a par? So Rabbi Yisrael tells us, masnisa loy amar kain. That's proper girsa. Our Mishnah does not say that, because what does our Mishnah say? B'shmini on the eighth day, meaning on Shmini Atzeres, Chazir Lufayas Kirigolim. They went back to the regular pious, the regular lottery system, like on a regular Yom Tif. So we clearly see from here that once Sukkos is over, we just go back to the regular lottery system, and whatever Mishmaris only brought Parim twice don't automatically get a chance to bring a third time. Says the Gemara, Loitzur Chadila, it's not necessary except for the following, Kadal the Tani B'shem Rav Nasan, like that which was taught in the name of Nasan, the Tani Rav Nasan teaches, Shmini Loihai by pious, that on the eighth day on Shmini Atzeres, there was not a lottery, and actually one of the two mishmaros that did not get to bring parim three times over Sukkos, they automatically got to bring the par of Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, the question is as follows, Aldai to Rav Nasan, according to Rav Nasan, Ma'al Haschol Mehen L'Regel Haba, what about the next Yontif, which is Pesach, 6 months later, do we start with that last mishmar, and that they get to bring a par of Pesach, as opposed to doing the regular lottery system, and we don't have an answer to that in Shitas Rav Nasan, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yechon Rechon tells us, V'tani Kain, we have a brass that teaches just what our Mishnah teaches, Shmini, as in Shmini Atzeres, Regal B'fnei Atzmai, it's its own Yontif, Pais B'fnei Atzmai, it has its own lottery, Bracha B'fnei Atzmai requires its own Bracha, and Karbon B'fnei Atzmai, it has its own Karbon. What does it mean, Regal is its own Yontif, Dom Rav Oven B'shem Rav Acha, Kulhem Ksiv Ubayoim, in regards to all the Karbonos of Sukkos, it says the word Ubayoim, and on the second day, and on the third day, so on and so forth, whereas V'kan, B'Shmini Atzeres, Ksiv, what does it say in the Pasuk, Bayoim, on the day, Lamedcha teaches you, Regal B'fnei Atzmai, it's its own Regal, it's its own Yomtif, even though it immediately follows Sukkos, since it doesn't say Ubayoim, rather just plain Bayoim, that means it's its own Yomtif. Now, Pius, what does this mean? So, Rabbi Yisrael, Masnisa Amar Kain, this is what our Mishnah tells us. Bishmini, on the eighth day, on Shmini Atzeres, Chazru Lufayas Kirigalim, they go back to the regular lottery system, like all other Yomim Tavim, as that's what the Brisa means by saying Pius, and Bracha, what does this mean? So, Amar Ilo, he explains, Zman, it's referring to the Bracha of Shechianu, and Karbon, what does this mean? Par Echad, Ayel Echad, then on Shmini Atzeres, just one par and one ayel is brought, then that's very different than the Karbonos of Sukkos. And on Halacha Ches, the very last halacha in the Masechta, the Mishnah tells us b'shloish ha'prakam b'shana, three times during the year. That's the shalosh regalim. How you call mishmaros shavin be'imur ha'regalim u'bechilk lecha upanim. All the mishmaros were equal with the imurim of the regalim, which really means the karbanos that are special to that yomtif, as we explained in the previous Mishnah and Gemara as well. And on yomtif, all the mishmaros are allowed to come together, and they all have the right to serve in the Beis Hamikdash. It's not limited to just one mishmar like it is throughout the year. And also, as Mishnah just told us now, chilk lechem upanim, that the lechem upanim, the showbreads, the 12 lechamim that we have every single week in the Beis HaMikdash, usually on a weekly basis, they're distributed only to the mishmaros that are serving that week, as we're going to see soon, since the mishmaros changed on Shabbos, and that's when the distribution of lechem panim took place. So the mishmar ha-yotze and the mishmar ha-nichnas, they would split up these lechamim. However, on the shalosh regalim, the lechem panim was distributed to all the mishmaros. The mission continues, ba'atzeres, on shvuas, Omer lo, he tells him, hey lecha matzo, hey lecha chametz, take matzo and take chametz. And why is this dafka said on shvuas? Well, that's because we know the lechem panim is actually matzo, but on Shavuos, we have a special carbon that's brought, which is called the Shtei HaLechem, and that was very unique in that it's chametz. The vast majority of all breads that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash were matzah, but on Shavuos, the Shtei HaLechem was chametz, so when Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, so there's a double distribution, there's both Lechem Aponim and Shtei HaLechem, so the one who's distributing it to the Kohanim said, here, take matzah, take chametz, because there's both matzah and chametz being given out. Lamed Omer Beis on top, the Mishnah continues, Mishmar Shazmani Kavua, Hu Makriv Tamidim, Nedarim, Nedavis, V'chol Karbanos HaTzibur, u'makriv zakol, even when yontef falls out during the week. And as we had said, all mishmaros are allowed to come on yontef, and they're allowed to serve equally in the Beis HaMikdash. That's only regarding the special korbanos that are brought on yontef. However, as the Mishnah just told us now, the mishmar who has a set time, that's its week to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So that mishmar is special. It gets to bring all the tamidim, meaning the two korbanos tamid that are brought every single day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and any nedarim and nedavos that people promised they would bring, and any korbanos tzibur that are supposed to be brought that are not related to the yomtiv, and they're also makarves hakol, which is referring to something called oilos ketz hamizbeach. When there's a little bit of a lull in the activity in the Beis HaMikdash, a korban oil is always going to be brought to make sure that the mizbeach is busy, so to speak. And the nafkamin over here would be that they get all of the hides of all the korbanos and any meat that's going to be eaten, as opposed to the other mishmars, which are not going to join in that. Continuing to discuss the distribution of lachem upon him, yontiv samach shabbos bein milfana bein malachreya. When yontiv is right next to Shabbos, either before it or after it, meaning the last day of yomtiv is on Friday or the first day of yomtiv is on Sunday. So how you call mishmars shavim b'chilek lachem upon him? In this case, all the mishmars are equal with the distribution of lachem upon him. That's because since they have to be in the Beis HaMikdash, either they were there on yomtiv and they can't leave matzah yomtiv because matzah yomtiv is Shabbos, or the other way around, if yomtiv is on Sunday, so they have to come before Shabbos, so they're allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash then, so they do get to be part of the distribution of lachem upon him. However, chal yom echol lahafzik b'entayim, if there was one day in between, if yomtiv ended on Thursday or it started on Monday, but some mishmars decide to stick around anyway, either stay later and only leave after Shabbos or come earlier before Shabbos, but they don't really have to do that because they could have left on Thursday night after yomtiv, or they could really come on Sunday before yomtiv. So the bottom line is, though, they're there on Shabbos. So mishmar shezmane kavua, the mishmar who is their set time to be in the Beis HaMikdash, who noitel eser chalois, that mishmar takes 10 of the 12 chalos lechem upon him, v'hamis akev, the ones that are just hanging out over there, noitel shtaim, they take 2. However, b'shaim ha'shana, the rest of the year, hanichas noitel shesh, v'yotze noitel shesh, the mishmar that's coming in, that they're serving this upcoming week, they take 6 chalois, and the one that's leaving, the one that had just served the past week, they take the other 6. Now, Rehudimer, he says, hanichas noitel sheva, v'yotze noitel chamesh, the one who's coming in, the new mishmar for this upcoming week, they actually take 7 out of the 12 chalois, and the one who's leaving, they take 5. Another din regarding distribution of lechem upon him, this is just a regular week. The mishmar that's coming in, they get their lechem upon him distributed to them in the north of the Azara, and the ones who are leaving, they get it distributed to them in the south of the Azara. However, Bilga, which was one of the names of the mishmaros, they always get their lechem upon him in the south, even if they're coming in. Another two dinim regarding this mishmar called Bilga, Vitabata Kavua, its ring was set in the ground. We'll explain what this is in the Gemara. And V'chaloyin Stuma, its window was closed. Gemara tells us, it says in the Pasuk, Chelek Echelek Yechelu, and this teaches us that on Yom Tif, all the Mishmaros are equal, that's Chelek Echelek Yechelu, they all eat equally. Now, Yachol, you might think, Af B'Sharkloy Mes Hashanah Kain, that it's the same thing with all the other days of the year, that any Kayin or any Mishmar that wants to come to Beis HaMikdash to serve could do that, even if it's not their week. So Tam V'Lam, that's why the Pasuk continues saying, Levad Mimkrav Ala Avos, and this Lashon of Mimkrav is like a transaction, and what do we learn from here? Chutz Mima Shemachru Avos Labanim, At Shabbat Cha V'Ani Shabbati, this besides for or excluding that which the forefathers sold to each other, you on your Shabbos and me on my Shabbos. In other words, we learn from here that we have these set times that Mishmaros belong in the Beis HaMikdash, and if it's not their week, they're not allowed to come to the Beis HaMikdash to serve, and they have no right to take any chelik of the karbanos. No, we had said in the Mishnah about Tzeres that on Shavuos, when Shavuos falls on Shabbos, and so there's a distribution of lechem upon him and shtei halechem, Oimer, what does the distributor say? Helech matzah, helech chametz, take matzah, take chametz. Now, Istan Yatani, those that teach, it was the other way around, that he said, helech chametz, helech matzah, take chametz, take matzah, meaning take shtei halechem and then take the lechem upon him. And we explain the difference between these two. Manda Amar, helech chametz, that's a proper girsa. According to the Manda Amar, that first he said, take chametz, meaning take shtei halechem. Why would he say that first? Shu chaviv, because that's more beloved. This is such a unique carbon, it's brought only once a year on Shavuos, and so chaviv is adif. Chaviv is better, it's more preferred, and so that's how he would say, first take the chametz, and only then take the lechem upon him. Whereas Manda Amar, helech matzah, according to the Manda Amar, the first the matzah was distributed, why? Shu tadir, because that's more commonly brought. That's a lechem upon him every single week, so that's given out before the shtei lechem is. Amar of Levi, he tells us, kol mishmaros hayin asunas bedarim. All the mishmaros, when they were leaving, they went out from the south, and that's where the distribution of lechem upon him was as well. And Lamed Alpha, Lamed Alpha on the top, Amar B'yos B'yos, he says, Masis Amar Kain, this is what our Mishnah tells us, chal yom echol hafzik b'entayim, then when there was one day in between, and really we're going on the next part of the Mishnah, which tells us that the mishmaros that were leaving, they got their lechem upon him distributed to them in the south of the Azara. Nir B'yudim and Tita says, B'shem Ravacha, Kroi Messiah Lohen Tanoya, we have a pasuk that supports this, and the pasuk is referring to David HaMelech, when he came to Noiv Ira Kaihanim, and he needed some food, so he said as follows, Va'ato ma yesh tachas yadcha, and now, what do you have in your hand? Chamisha lechem, 5 breads, to Nabi Yadi, Oy Hanimtza, please give it to Timi and Achimelech min haMishmar haYotzei haya. Achimelech was from the leaving Mishmar. David HaMelech knew that, and so that's why he said, "Give me the five breads that you have." And this is a port for Rabbi Yehuda or Mishnah, who tells us that the incoming Mishmar gets seven lachamim, whereas the outgoing Mishmar gets five. We're gonna stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss this with the last daf of the Masechta. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.